Joey Bukkake. Jesus Christ. Now, Joey, you blame that on Big Fatty because, you know, every time I see your name, even though I know it's Boohecker, I say Bukkake. And that's not right. So, Joey, that's Big Fatty's fault right there.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I say Bukkake.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1270 of the BFO for Monday, the 10th of December, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me, our little show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend. And I'm going to try not to choke. Big Freddy, don't choke! Hello, roasters! Big Freddy, I know what that means. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is Big Fatty's last week of work in the coal mine. Come a far right. The 14th, y'all, Big Fatty is off work until the 2th of January 2013. So, y'all, hopefully it'll be an uneventful week. Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, y'all, by the way, speaking of roasters, y'all, Big Fatty has been working on his nuts. Big Fatty, please! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's true. I have been working on my nuts all weekend long because, y'all, you know, Big Fatty does the toasted pecans as some crema gifts each year. And, y'all, they take time to do. They're not terribly hard to do. In fact, I'll be happy to share a recipe with you if anyone would like to have the recipe for my nuts. Big Fatty, when you say it, it sounds vulgar. But, y'all, I thought I'd tell you about the weekend. Y'all, it's a quiet day in the coal mine. You know, Larry Cly has been down there at the Disney World. He should be back in the coal mine. I don't know if he's coming back Monday or two. I say Tuesday. So, getting things done in the coal mine. Because, you know, you just gotta wrap up things before the year gets over with. So, far right night, y'all, my overnight gentleman caller sent me a testimony. Herbert, buddy, can I come over and stay tonight? And I said, yes. So, y'all, far right night, I started roasting my nuts. Very please. Put out a message to the folks over there in Atlanta, letting them know what my plans were. Y'all, I'll be arriving in Atlanta on Sunday the 16th, and I'm going to have me a hotel for the 16th, 17th, and 18th, and then I'll be heading on up to the Hats. Y'all, that is some Asian slaw with a rotisserie chicken. It's delicious, too. But y'all, there's going to be a get-together on that Monday night at the Colonnade. And, y'all, if you are interested in attending that, I believe, I don't know who all is a listener over there in Atlanta. I know that the gay country boy, which, by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but that is not spelled C-U-N-T. And Travis and Romo from the Pod Cubs. And George in Atlanta, and Termly Single Tim and the Baby's Arm from Termly Single, and Apollonius, that old Peter Potamus, y'all, we're all going to get together for supper on Monday night the 17th, And y'all, if you live in the Atlanta area and you are interested in attending as well, get in touch with George in Atlanta. Because y'all, he's kind of spearheaded the whole hootenanny thing. Yes, Big Freddy. But anyway, so there was lots of chitter chat about that on the intertubes over the weekend. And the gentleman caller came over, and y'all, we had some fun, and y'all, you know, you just don't sleep well with somebody when you're used to sleeping by yourself. So, got up Saturday morning, and y'all, I went out to the Sam's Wholesale Club, because y'all had to get more nuts. Y'all, I realized I had not purchased enough of the pecan halves. And y'all, I believe the price has dropped on them since I bought them the last time. A 2-pound bag was a little over $12. I think I was paying over $15 when I bought them the first time. But got that and some coffee. And y'all, I made some soup. I got me a rotisserie chicken out there and some chicken broth. And I made me some chicken, lemon chicken soup on Saturday. What else did I do? Y'all, I came home. Oh, and y'all, I bought gas. I bought petroleum. Y'all, it was at the Sam's Club. Not the Sam's Club. The Sam's Club. Petroleum. Y'all, it was $2.99 a gallon. And y'all, who thought you'd ever be excited about paying $2.99 a gallon for the petroleum? But that's what I paid, and so I filled up the Ford Escape, and y'all came home, and y'all, I was weary. I was weary, and y'all, so I laid down for a short winter's nap. Y'all, by the way, the weather has changed here. Y'all, it's gotten hot. It's gotten hot, so it doesn't feel very crummy, got up from my nap and had some of the soup and started roasting some more nuts. And what did I do then? Oh, y'all, I brought out all my crema gifts and my wrapping paper, and I started to wrap all my gifts up that I've got to take over there to Hatlanta. And y'all, it's coming along nicely. It takes a while to kind of get organized and everything, but it's coming along nicely. And y'all, and before I go any further, I am very sorry. I'm very sorry that I forgot to remind everybody about the Big Run finale on Sunday night. I am obviously recording this prior to the Big Run finale, but y'all, I'm gonna make a prediction now. I think the Chippendales are gonna win. That's just my prediction, y'all, and I hope the Chippendales win, because y'all, they're kind of hot. Yes, Big Freddy! And y'all, then on Saturday night, I went out to and Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, because I had not eaten a whole lot on Saturday, I only had two beverages, but y'all, I was, woo, they kicked in quick and hard, so y'all, I came home and I slept like a log, and then got up Sunday morning and had my brofkas, what did I do? Oh, I went over to the Whole Foods. And by the way, that is spelled with a W. And, y'all, they were almost out of the forest bacon. Y'all, I got the last bit of it. It was about a pound of it. Because I wanted to have some of that during this last week of work for 2012. And so, y'all, then this afternoon, I've been roasting, Sunday afternoon, I've been roasting nuts. And, y'all, I've been listening to our little shows rather than watching the TV machine, so I'm catching up on some of them. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all, did you hear that Toppy Smelly from over there at the Stench Cast? Y'all, he was talking about that Joey Bukkake, and y'all, evidently there is some sort of a trauma or something like that with Sassy, and y'all, it does not bode well. Big Fatty, it doesn't bode well. Perhaps you should do something that does bode well. Yeah, I guess y'all, I have two, not one, but two, I say two, cards that I'm going to open today. Y'all, the first one is from Trucker Alex. Y'all, it's in a light blue, kind of a robin's egg blue envelope, y'all. So we're going to open it up and see what it has, what's in here. Big Fatty. Y'all, I can't get it out. And it says, please place this card over the front of the envelope for protection before mailing, y'all. And he's done that. Oh, look at that. That is beautiful. Y'all, it is a card, and it, y'all, it's just covered in glitter. And y'all, it says on the very front of it, it says snow. Yes, Big Freddy, it's lovely. And y'all, then you open it up, and it says, enjoy the holidays, Trucker Alex and Big Old Bottom. I mean, Big Freddy, that's Bob. Well, that's a lovely card. Trucker Alex and Bob, thank you so much. And y'all, it's a kind of three-dimensional. It's really pretty. Y'all, you'll definitely want to look at the pictures that Big Fatty post later today around noon p.m. In the eastern the time zone, the only time zone that matters. Y'all, our next card is in a golden envelope from, and y'all, it is from that Laughing Buddha. And y'all, by the way, he's got a little his little show. He's telling the Scrooge story. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, you open it up, and the card on the front, it's got this gold foil holly and red berries, and it says "Season's greetings," and it says, "Dear Big Freddy, best wishes for every happiness this season and throughout the coming year. Merry Christmas and all the best in 2013. I appreciate all you do on your little show. I hope I win a calendar. Mark in St. Paul, Minnesota, official spam ambassador to the BFO. Y'all, that is true. Thank you, Mark. That's just a lovely card. And y'all, he's exactly right. He is the official spam ambassador of the BFO. And y'all, speaking of calendars, let's give one away. No. It's time for Big Fatty's 12 Days of Crema Prize Giveaway. And now here's your host, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we've got the colostomy bag here. We've added Trucker Alex and the Laughing Buddha to here. Y'all, let's just pick a number here now and see who we have. And it is card number 7. And card number 7. Y'all, it is that Amy Coles from out there in Arizona. Congratulations, Amy. Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, Amy, you are going to be horrified. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all, I'm going to do some scratch-offs now, because y'all, they're piling up. They're piling up like Big Fatty's. Big Fatty, please, we don't need to hear about your colon.
It's the Rudolph Riches. Y'all, this was from, this came in to us from that Casey and Nunva and Mr. Man. And y'all, what I have to do is round up 8 tiny reindeer symbols. If I get a sleigh symbol, I automatically win double the prize. So y'all, let's see if we get 8 reindeer. Here we go. There's a sun. No one are there. There's a reindeer. Oh, we got a reindeer. And another reindeer. Oh, dear Cousy. And a snowflake. And then there's another reindeer. Oh, dear Gussie, that's three. And then some light. Oh, dear Gussie. And a gift at. Oh, Big Fatty. And a reindeer. Oh, that's four. Oh, dear Gussie. And a reindeer. That's number five. And a reindeer. That's number six. Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. And a reindeer. That's number seven. Y'all, all we need. All we need is one more reindeer and we'll be a winner. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, we're going to scratch the last one. Oh, and it is a reindeer. Big Fatty, you're a winner. Oh, dear. And y'all, now let's look and see what the prize is that we have won. Yes, Big Freddy, look and see what the prize is. And y'all, the prize is $5. Big Freddy, you're a big winner. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, we'll just have to send this back to that KC in Denver out there to claim the prize. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Y'all, I hope that luck continues, y'all, because I'm going to do some of these other ones from the Colorado Lottery from Brian and David out there in Denver. Y'all, this is the $2 Ho-Ho Holidays. Y'all, if I find a black star symbol, snowflake symbol, then I win the prize shown. If I find a red stocking symbol, I win double the prize shown. And y'all, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 things to scratch right here. So y'all, here we go. Here we go. We're looking for a snowflake or a stocking. And y'all, the first one is a... What is that? That's a chest. No winner there. And then there is a snowman. Not a winner. And a tree. No winner there. Oh, and there's a red diamond. Big Freddy, that's not a winner. And then there's a dollar bill. Not a winner. And then there's... What is that? That is a Santa. No winner there. And a hot dog. No, that's not a hot dog. What is that? That is a... A gold bar, not a winner. And then there's some lights, no winner there. And then there's a roll. A roll? I don't know what that means. A roll of cash. And finally, a wreath. Oh, Big Fatty, that one is not a winner, but you've got another one of those to scratch. It's true, Poodle, and y'all, we're just going to go ahead and do it. It's the same rules and all. So, y'all, the first one is, it is a clock. No, it didn't. It is a ball. And then there's a gift at and a chest. No winner on any of those, Big Fatty. Oh, there's a snowflake. Oh, dear Gussie, it's a win. It is a win, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. And some change. And, oh, dear Gussie, there's another snowflake. Big Fatty, a double winner. And then let's see, what was snowman and a candy cane and a diamond. And finally, it is a crema tree. Big Fatty, you're a double winner. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, let's just see what we've got here for the snowflake. The first snowflake, y'all, we have won $1. And y'all, for the second snowflake, where is it? There it is. The second snowflake, we have also won $1. Big Fatty, that's $2. Fuck $2. And so, y'all, that's $7 now from the California Lottery. Y'all, they may have to close down. They've got such big payouts just to Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you're silly. You're just silly. So, anyway, y'all, I don't have time to do any more scratch-offs for today. But, y'all, $2, $3. Oh! Oh, dear Gussie, $2, $3 ones and $2, $5 ones. Dear Gussie, y'all, the $5 ones, I may have to scratch those off the air and because those look complicated. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, those look awfully good. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. Y'all, you know Chanukah. Chanukah started on Sunday, and so y'all, it's the festival of the oil, and y'all, when Big Fatty, you know, it's just like those cards that Terminally Single Tim and that Moose P sent me about the miracle of the oil, and y'all, Big Fatty had a miracle of the oil when he paid $2.99. What do you say about your gas prices, Toppy?
I say Bukkake.
Oh, well, that's not a miracle. That's just normal.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.